Fryer, NPR News, London.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, VentureX. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week, January 15th through the 25th. Details including participating restaurants and event menus online at explorelawrence.com. Now there's a fun tune by the Hungarian composer Franz Lehár called You Are My Heart's Delight, performed by cellist Julian Lloyd Webber and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Nicholas Cleobury, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, and classical music continues as we enter the afternoon time. We'll hear the Huntingdon Trio with some American chamber music, pieces for flute, oboe, and cello by composer Arthur Foote, along with a return of the Philharmonia Orchestra, and some music that hasn't been heard in quite a while these afternoons, Autorina Respighi's Organ Suite, bit later with organist Leslie Pearson. The St. Paul Chamber Orchestra and conductor Christopher Hogwood are ready with our next performance, and it's a famous piece written in the late 1930s by Igor Stravinsky, first for a private commission for an event for a well-to-do couple from Washington, D.C., Robert and Mildred Barnes Bliss. This was written for their 30th wedding anniversary in a little performance that took place at their estate, which was known as the name Dumbarton Oaks ever since. The music is known as the Dumbarton Oaks Concerto. We'll hear it next with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Igor Stravinsky's Dumbarton Oaks Concerto, composed in the late 1930s, performed there by the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, led by conductor Christopher Hogwood. 12:26 now, still to come, the Philharmonia Orchestra joining us in a few minutes. Along with them will be organist Leslie Pearson, a suite for organ and strings from Autorina Respighi to enjoy here in this noon hour on a Friday afternoon. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, 42 degrees. Some wintry weather is going to be in store for us. Breezy this afternoon, winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour. And a bit later this afternoon, we start to have a chance of snow in the forecast. 30% chance of snow a little later this afternoon. There's a 20% chance of some flurries for this evening, and temperatures dropping to 16 degrees. Tomorrow's high only around 22. We'll spend a little time next with the members of the Huntingdon Trio, enjoying music, three pieces for flute, oboe, and cello from 19th century American composer Arthur Foote, next on KPR. Three pieces for flute, oboe, and cello by American composer Arthur Foote on a performance by the Huntingdon Trio today on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 now, and news from NPR awaiting us at the top of the hour. Much more wonderful classical music to look forward to this afternoon, such as a dance rhapsody by Delius and music of Mozart in the next hour. That's all just ahead. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier, with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Full information at fullcirclesustainability.org. Time now for music by the great Italian composer Autorino Respighi, and a little music that predates his great orchestral achievements like his Roman and Ancient Airs and Dances trilogies. This suite that we'll hear was written in 1905, although it is a bit of an homage to the Baroque styles of Bach, Frescobaldi, and Corelli. His suite for organ and strings. Jeffrey Simon will conduct the Philharmonia Orchestra next with organist Leslie Pearson on Kansas Public Radio. Organist Leslie Pearson with the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Jeffrey Simon in the 1905 Suite for Organ and Strings from Ottorino Respighi, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., and our next NPR News update is around the corner. Afterwards, we'll dive into the next hour of music, one which will bring us Mozart's chamber music, his first piano quartet, on the way on a Friday afternoon.
Sunday Hawk Sunday afternoon on KPR
2. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic conductor Robert Stankovsky with a short prelude from a comedic opera written by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana, prelude to The Two Widows, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be back with you with more classical music to share. Looking forward to what we've got for you in the 1 p.m. hour. The Queensland Symphony later, with a nice rhapsody based on some themes from an English composer, themes that somehow found their way into the background of an old Australian radio drama. We'll hear something called the Blue Hills Rhapsody a bit later. And particularly anxious to hear Mozart and his first piano quartet, the Melosh Quartet of Stuttgart, awaits us in just a few minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. The Welsh National Opera Orchestra are ready with our next piece from composer Frederick Delius. We're going to listen now to the second of two rhapsodies that were composed kind of close together in 1908 and 1912. Inspired by nature and English folk-like melodies, a rhapsody that blends vivid imagery and energetic dance rhythms. We've got Dance Rhapsody No. 2 by Delius, Sir Charles Mackerras, and the Welsh National Opera Orchestra with the performance on KPR. That's the Welsh National Opera Orchestra, conductor Sir Charles Mackerras, and Dance Rhapsody No. 2 by composer Frederick Delius, composed in 1912, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's about 1:17, and a bit later in the second half of the hour, we'll have some music from another English composer, Ronald Hemner, Queensland Symphony Orchestra, with his Blue Hills Rhapsody. That's still to come, here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future, one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And Spider Arc Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, spiderarcconstructors.com. We'll spend a bit of time now with the Melosh Quartet of Stuttgart to enjoy some music by Mozart. and a little chamber music that he wrote in 1785. That was the year that Mozart had a commission from an Austrian music publisher by the name of Franz Anton Hofmeister, who wanted 3 piano quartets. The idea being that he wanted 3 bits of chamber music that he could sell to and could be performed by amateur musicians. And Mozart, always happy for paying work, obliged with the first piano quartet. The problem was that he was Mozart, and he had a very different definition of what constituted an amateur player. The quartet that he produced was deemed by the publisher a little bit too complicated to sell, and I'm afraid Mozart never got paid. But he did give the world some marvelous music. We'll see how the Melosch Quartet of Stuttgart and pianist Sir George Schulte do with Piano Quartet No. 1 in G minor on Kansas Public Radio. That was Mozart and his first piano quartet, completed in 1785. We listen to the Melosch Quartet of Stuttgart with pianist Sir George Schulte on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:45 and 15 minutes to go until our next NPR News update. We're live, we're local, KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more performance for this 1 p.m. hour. It's the Queensland Symphony Orchestra and music by a British composer by the name of Ronald Hemner, who was born in 1917, became a theater organist and dance band arranger, and was a composer in that English genre of light music. All else I really know about him was that he spent his latter years in Australia, and over there he found out that a short prelude that he had written years earlier had found its way somehow into being background music for an Australian radio drama that followed the residents of a place called Blue Hills. And Hamner, upon finding out, was charmed and expanded the prelude into a rhapsody that he called the Blue Hills Rhapsody, which we'll hear next in a recording of Hamner conducting the Queensland Symphony on Kansas Public Radio. The Blue Hills Rhapsody of English composer Ronald Hemner, who was in that recording conductor of the Queensland Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, it's acting nutty, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Tickets for everything are on sale right now. Find the complete event schedule at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPRs KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Drexel University, whose cooperative education program positions students to explore future careers before graduation. This is experiential education. More at drexel.edu. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's some music from another English composer in the light music genre, one Ernest Tomlinson. And a tune of his, one that I've always found quite beautiful, called Gaelic Lullaby. And in that recording, Tomlinson led the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. This is Kansas Public Radio, and there's a bit more classical music for your Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. And before we get to All Things Considered at 3, we've got some variations on an original theme from the Polish violin virtuoso Heinrich Wieniawski a bit later. This will be an afternoon for variations, as it turns out, because the BBC Symphony also has Symphonic Variations by the great Antonín Dvořák for your enjoyment later in this 2 p.m. hour. The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra is going to be with us next. Before we hear them, though, just a quick note that support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. available to stream on demand on the PBS app. So the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, as mentioned, they've got quite an exciting piece for you next from composer Zoltán Kodály of Hungary, a Hungarian Rondo, next on KPR. A whirlwind of an orchestral delight from Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, his Hungarian Rondo, as played by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us in just about 12 minutes from now. There'll be music of a much similar character when we hear Antony Dvořák's Symphonic Variations with the BBC Symphony, still to come here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, hosting the Prairie Winds Festival, featuring percussionist Jason Truding, on Saturday, February 7, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom design and crafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Currently on the KU campus, it's windy, about 39 degrees, and some light snow breezing in. Our updated forecast shows a 60% chance of some more light snow after 4 p.m. Total daytime accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. Tonight we have a 50% chance of snow. Chilly temperatures, a low of 16. Tomorrow partly sunny, the high of 21. Well, before we get to Dvořák's Variations, some variations of a different kind for violin and piano, violinist Marat Bizengaliev and John Lenihan pianist, with some variations on an original theme of the great Polish violin virtuoso Heinrich Wieniawski, next on KPR. Violinist Marat Bizengaliev and pianist John Lenihan in Variations on an Original Theme by composer Heinrich Wieniawski of Poland on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:34, and at 3 p.m. we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Now, of course, it's Friday, and you know what that means. Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon, tonight at 7 p.m. As it turns out, some of the most American-sounding music that you've ever heard composed for movies was written by a Russian immigrant, Dmitry Tiomkin, who started out to be a concert pianist but turned to writing music for movies, and tonight we'll hear some of his work on films like Lost Horizon, It's a Wonderful Life, Gunfight at the OK Corral, and more. Join Daryl Brogdon for Film Music Friday. That's tonight from 7 to 9 here on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at FullCircleSustainability.org. And now we come to a recording of the BBC Symphony Orchestra to hear music written by Antony Dvořák in 1877, a set of symphonic variations, apparently on an old Czech folk tune called I Am a Fiddler, a silly little song, and Antony Dvořák was essentially compelled to write this music on a dare from his musician friends that he couldn't make something serious out of such a frivolous little tune. But he got to work, right to work, composing the following symphonic variations. The BBC Symphony, next on KPR. That applause is for the BBC Symphony Orchestra and their performance of the 1877 Symphonic Variations from composer Antony Dvořák here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. And then don't forget to catch Daryl Brogdon and Film Music Friday for the program tonight about composer Dmitry Tiomkin. That'll be from 7 to 9 here on KPR. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. It's the end of another fun day, another fun week, enjoying classical music together, and we'll visit again at noon on Monday. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, participating in National Museum Selfie Day, January 21st. Selfie stations will be set up throughout the museum's galleries. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Information at biodiversity.ku.edu. It's not...